going to be all right. It's going to be a good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have a lot of things going on this week. Not much business, but a lot of other things. A business on our radio program for sure, but I'm talking about those of you who are in business trying to find somebody to do business this week. Forget about...
Don't you usually like this? I mean, you're usually traveling this week.
Yeah, that's a good
this week.
This
is a good week. To get all of your stuff that's been hanging back there caught up. Yeah.
A cleanup week.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
It.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Richie. Why not? The Doug Steffen Good Day program from, let's see, I'm in Ohio today, be in Missouri tomorrow, be in Texas on Wednesday, New Mexico on Thursday, and hopefully in California on Friday. How's that? Charlotte, does that sound like a good idea? Yeah, Charlotte's very excited about that.
Is she going to go with you?
She's
not going to stay back.
She's not going to stay in Tiffin. I don't think she'd...
All right.
People would love her, and they'd have a lot of fun here with her.
Today,
a lot of people talking about the war in Iraq being over, settled, finished, whatever. I don't know if it's ever really going to be settled. New chapter for them over there and for us as well. So here's the thing that ought to get into the deepest crevices of your being. When you realize what I talk about with regard to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Pentagon, here's a perfect example. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
The military last year paid out hundreds of millions of your dollars in late fees to shipping companies for not returning containers that they use to ship there are a lot of airplanes that carry supplies, but for the most part, all of the tanks, all of the MRAPs, all the Humvees, all the stuff, the equipment, the guns and everything, get shipped overseas in containers. And because nobody is watching the store, last year alone, $724 million was spent on late fees for these containers not being sent back to the shipper. How can we... I don't even have the words for this. What are we running here?
Yeah.
724... You pay $7,400 bucks. I mean, these things are hard to come by, and they're necessary in order for the ships... You know, there are only so many of them made. They're expensive to make. They're like trains, the boxcars on the back of the truck. Same kind of thing.
Right.
Only more rugged. And so sitting them in a warehouse or a storage facility someplace to as the military whistles Dixie, how do we even begin to ask people to pay more to have the balsam, to have the gall, to pay more taxes when this kind of stuff goes on? This is a perfect example of what we're talking about. $724 million last year was paid in late fees for containers. How wasteful, how unbelievable.
Meanwhile,
how
the people in the military don't get raises.
Right. Yeah, but these guys can waste $724 million of your money because they're too damn lazy and stupid to get these containers back to the people that are the shippers. It's just incredible. What kind of management do we have? If I were a member of Congress, man, I'd be wanting to have Panetta or the press, somebody, never mind trying to find the blame, fix it. This has been going on, apparently, since the Carter administration. So how many billions of dollars have we wasted all the way through, all the way? They've traced this back. It's been going on since the Carter years. Incredible. How in the world do we, it's just the question, I've asked it, you know what I'm talking about. So you think about that when you think about management of this country. Meanwhile, management of your life, making your life better, the Wellness Forum in the focus. Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum, will join us for some helpful tips, important things you need to keep in mind for your holiday wellness up next here on Good Day.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'd wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices good through 12/24.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
That's right, the magic of Macy's. Macy's having a sale this week?
Can you believe it?
I was there. I don't know why. It was like, you know.
I believe in the power of help and the power of helpful people. And a powerful, helpful person joins us every week at this time. Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, which is down the road a piece from where I am this morning. And with any luck, I'm going to get some gingerbread from Pam. Is that lunch or is that dessert? What is
that? Well, that would be dessert.
Dessert, okay.
But, and we don't usually have dessert at lunchtime, but it is the holidays.
It is,
so it's a little bit of treating going on, you know.
All right, so let's talk about that holiday food, holiday fun, holiday time, excitement. People are up and they're down. The weather, this is a perfect example. Northwest Ohio is, from this point of the year until end of February, just like it is today.
It's gray.
Cloudy, gray, it's drizzly. Yeah. And people, along with the really kind of wide range of emotions that people go through, stress does create illness. There's no question about that. So how do we maintain wellness in regard to what we all are going to go through in the next week or two, Pam?
Well, I think the first thing is that when our schedules are crazy busy and it's holiday time, and that's when people start to slack off of their diet and lifestyle habits, and that's when you need to be the most diligent. And this is a hard lesson to learn for a lot of people because they think, oh, you know, I'm tired. I don't feel like going to the gym. I'll cut myself some slack. But really, if you're diligent about this stuff, that's how you survive stressful times. And so that's the first thing. And you're better about your habits, not worse about your habits. And so, you know, last night I had this party at my house, so there was some gingerbread. But everything else I ate was on plan. I'm really going to be good today. I'm on my way to the gym to do a workout with a client. And so you just have to maintain that discipline, even though it's counterintuitive for many people when they're first starting out.
All right. Now, one of the things that's a problem, we have a fellow here. I don't know if you've ever checked him out online. The so-called supermarket guru, a fellow named Phil Lempert, who's on television all the time on the Today Show, on Good Morning America, on The View. He has a PBS special. He always has a focus and has for 30 years on the supermarket or food in general, where it comes from and how people keep in their mind or get their mind made up to have nutrition at the forefront. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we talked about last weekend on our get-together was the food lunch program at school.
Oh, it's just terrible.
And the kinds of, now they've put it out for bid. So in many instances, the schools aren't doing any more because it's cheaper to have some big company come in.
Well, and the bidding is not about who can provide healthy food.
No, it's about price.
About price and convenience and that sort of thing. And it's terrible. And part of it is ignorance. Part of it is because the subsidized foods that the schools can make use of are the worst ones. I mean, mm-hmm. our federal policy with regard to school lunches is as bad as it can get when you take a look at what we should be encouraging versus what the price support and everything else actually encourage kids to eat in school. So we really have a lot to change there. And when these bills come up for renewal in Congress, like the farm bill, sort of thing, everybody thinks it has to do with growing, you know, with farmers just raising food. But it filters down to exactly what kids are eating in school.
Yeah. It's food stamps. It's all
everything.
That stuff. How the heck that got into the USDA budget is beyond anybody who's got a rational mind's mind.
Well, we need to dismantle. The USDA takes up I've been in that building to testify. It takes up a city block, and there are, I don't know how many thousands of people in there. We need to break it up into smaller agencies, and some of it just needs to go away. The USDA doesn't have any business meddling in some of these things that it's involved
with.
Well,
you know, there are 43 different agencies that basically do the same thing.
Oh, it's always complete overlap, and
FDA.
It's government growing itself. You know, we just need less government, period.
We sure do, and that's why you should vote for Ron Paul.
Well, even a lot of the candidates, though, Newt Gingrich, you know, when he talks about this immigration issue, which is really inflammatory to everybody, but one of the things he's talking about is throwing it back to the states and the locales to take care of it, and that's what should be going on. I mean, what's served in the Worthington schools for lunch should be directed by the citizens of Worthington who pay taxes to support those schools and that sort of thing, and we still have a long way to go before those choices would be right, but the fact that the feds are intervening in all kinds of things,
it's pitiful. It
widens the disconnect between government and the people that it's supposed to serve. If the Worthington locale took care of Worthington, schools, roads, you know, the whole, with maybe some federal subsidies, that might work out. But we've got people in Washington that have never been to Worthington determining what our kids eat here, and that's ridiculous.
By the way, Worthington is a suburb of Columbus.
That's where I am. It's the center of the universe.
It absolutely is. That's where the Wellness Forum is. Check out the Wellness Forum, wellnessforum.org. Lots of great tips and research and science that's important for you to understand how to live your life better. Pam Popper, Merry Christmas. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
I get this last year.
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year and the week.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny BVDs, but I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, and the week?
The Christmas season gift cards, gifts that you get that you don't want, or just kind of get yourself into the frame of mind of actually trying to, if you're going to do something to somebody, do something that they want or they'll really appreciate, rather than them having that stiff, starchy look on their face. Thanks a lot.
I love ties.
Yeah, right. What do you think about gift cards as Christmas gifts? Is the poll we posted today at DougStefan.com. Is it terrific? Are they okay? Do you lose them? Is it a cop-out for people? All of these options are there. I thought the way of sending greeting cards, you know, there's the email and there's the jib-jab stuff, all kinds of ways. But there are, this year, apparently, people have really taken this to heart. Roberta will appreciate this. Fewer greeting cards have been sent via snail mail this year than ever before. And considering the fact that we have more people in our country, you would think the number would maybe maintain some steadiness. But with all of the negative information that's coming out about the post office, people say, I wonder if my card will even get there. So why would I waste the 40, what does it now cost? 43 cents?
44.
44 cents. See, when I bought all those stamps, Richie, I bought 4,500 stamps when the price was 40.
I can't believe you did
that. I know that. Anyway, so snail mail. Why would you send a card through snail mail? Apparently there's an app for that. Did you know that? There's an app.
For what specifically?
For snail mail, sending a card through that you might the normal mechanism of doing this. There's some kind of an app for it. And I'm because this is a post office app. Because they've seen such a dramatic decline in the mail volume, they have put an app up to make it easier for you to use the snail mail for holiday cards.
Let me see.
So the industry is apparently the people who run Hallmark, they don't want you to use snail mail. I'm sorry. They don't want you to use the they don't want you to use the computers because it's not good. I don't think there's is there anything Hallmark has that's available online?
Yes, they have online cards, but
e-cards.
They don't really make any money from it.
No, they don't make any money.
But you have to pay to send them. You have to
do?
You have to have a monthly membership with Hallmark. They have a few freebies up there, but the really good ones are the ones you have to pay for.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that they were all available free.
No, there are a few frees, but mostly you pay like $1.99 or you pay a monthly membership fee.
All right, so here's the story. About 4 or 5 years ago, 2.4 billion cards were sent via snail mail. This year, it's a billion less than that, about a billion four cards. This is a trend because, for obvious reasons, you don't know where they're going to get there unless you get them in the mail a month ahead of time. But what I'm wondering is whether this is more impersonal. If you send a card, do you feel like you're getting something that's a personal email? I'm sorry, a personal card or greeting to you with a signature on it, versus if you're sending somebody one of these e-cards, there's no real signature. There's no real work. It doesn't take any effort. Just push a button. So does it mean that the people don't care as much or it's just easier? What is it? If you get an email, Roberta, or Jennifer, versus something in a mail, in an envelope, which one means more to you?
Mail, for sure. Somebody who took the time to do a handwritten note. But email-wise, I think if you actually wrote something to me in the email and I knew it wasn't just a mass send-out, that would be okay, too. That would run close second.
Can you do photos and stuff? You can create an email.
That's the big time at this time of year is the photo cards.
The newsletters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought it was worth an examination. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
This holiday season is all about less stress and fabulous results that will wow crowds. Ted Allen of the Food Network's top-rated show, Chopped, has more on how to make your holiday parties fun, tasty, and most of all, easy.
One of my favorite tips is to update holiday traditions so you can have more time to enjoy the party. Instead of a cookie exchange, try a Chex party mix change. More than 70 recipes can be made in the microwave in just 15 minutes, and they come out just as crunchy and flavorful as if they were made fresh from the oven. The concept is simple. Invite friends over and tell them to bring their favorite homemade Chex party mix, or have the ingredients on hand so everyone can have fun making various batches. Once the recipes are complete, place the treats in festive DIY packaging to send home with your guests.
For more information on Chex party mix changes, including 15-minute recipes, invitations, shopping lists, and DIY packaging ideas, visit ChexPartyMixChange.com.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less at OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax. Yep.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades: salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Kim Kardashian's ex-husband is going to do a tell-all book.
Boy, I can't wait to get my hands on that one.
I'm sure it'll be favorable.
Right into the fireplace.
God, these people are so...
I can already tell you what it's going to say. The mom is evil. She controls everybody. Blah, blah, blah.
Who cares?
And Bruce Jenner is just a mannequin. It stands in the corner of the house.
That could be it.
Which we already knew.
It's time for us to do... we need some good news. Monday, good news time, 34 after the hour. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I... The good news is that we are out of Iraq. And with that, a lot of joy, some sadness for families who have lost loved ones. 4,500 died in the line of duty. Another 1,400 or so have died as a result of injuries. That number, you never get the real number when they give you the number. Oh, 4,500 died. No, sorry. It's a lot higher than that. But at any rate, it's over now. So is it a time to be joyful? I think it's good news that these guys are, well, I think there's only 500 soldiers that are going to be left. The thing that is troubling, however, is the amount of material that we're leaving behind for their use, supposedly, without them paying for it. That, along with the other story this morning of how much we are wasting in fees for containers that are supposed to ship this stuff around by the military, just it leaves a bad taste in one's mouth. But I guess that the good news is that we're done there. We're not leaving Afghanistan. A lot of people are still confused about that. They think we're getting out of both Iraq and Afghanistan, which would probably be a good idea, but that's not what's happening at the moment. Some people feel the death of Kim Jong-il, that's his name, right?
Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il, yeah.
The North Korean dictator. He's 69 or isn't 69 anymore.
That's he was.
He's, well, I suppose that's room temperature. Maybe that's what he is, 69 degrees.
Oh, yeah. He died this week, and I hear he's probably going to step down around 2026.
Yes.
Right. You know, I learned something. You want to hear this is good news.
Yes,
and
yes.
I learned something about Koreans.
Yeah, what about them?
The Korean people. Did you know that Kim is actually the last name and Jong-il is the first name?
Right, they do everything backwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
you know that?
We do everything. But no, I just learned that this weekend.
His son's name is Il, or Un Kim Jong-il, something like that.
Yeah, Un.
Un.
Right.
Right.
Is he going to be Kim Jong-dead now, so he's not ill anymore?
Yeah. You know what I think is hysterical about this whole thing? Apparently, Kim Jong-il had three boys and a daughter.
Yeah.
And by boys. Three different women total, I think.
Right.
One was his wife, and then the other ones are just
the boys
two
all want to get out of there, or they've all tried to get out of there.
The oldest boy apparently was written off by him about 10 years ago when he got caught trying to sneak out of the country to go to Japan because he wanted to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
You lose control. You get you almost were a dictator, but you wanted to go to Disneyland.
Right. That is so sad. Had.
All right, next item that's good today.
It's a small world.
Well, they're all small people, so I go over there.
No, they're not, actually.
They are?
And my Taekwondo thing, the instructor, Master Kim, he's about 6'1".
Yeah, but they've come to this country, and Western corruption has made him bigger.
Yeah, but he was 30 when he came to this country.
Yeah. What are you laughing at, Roberta?
Western corruption made him bigger after 30. That's how good we are.
That's how good we are here in America.
He still can't fix his accent.
Super sad.
Leech.
Yeah. Next item that's good, the members of Congress that have presently a 30.
They all moved to another country.
A 9% approval rating. Congress has a 9% approval rating. In other words, 9 of your closest friends out of 100 think they're doing a good job.
What if you don't have 100 friends?
Yeah, then you probably, the ratio goes
down. Neither do they is the bottom line of the story.
Right. I would venture to say that if you went to Baghdad right now and did a poll on what they think of our Congress, that they would get more than 9%.
Bit better than what we get here, yeah. So they reached a deal over the weekend to avoid another government shutdown.
Sure, let's just print more money.
Yep. Through September 30th of next year.
Right.
It's the fiscal year goes October 1st to September 30th.
What the heck?
So they'll
just roll it off, man. Right.
Yep. Remember, I told
it's you. It's just paper.
You think I should repeat the story about Jesus, or was that was once enough?
Basically, if you started a business when Jesus was born and lost $1 million a year, you still wouldn't lose as much as the U.S. government lost
this year. Not even 1/20th as
right.
much. Not even 1/20th as much. Okay, next item that's good. Congress also, in their weekend bills, moved to save the incandescent light bulb.
Ugh.
No longer will you not be able to get a hold. After January 1st, the original law was incandescent bulbs gonzo.
Right.
Have you noticed that the LED bulbs don't last at all, anywhere near as long?
What a load.
I don't like the light that they put out.
No,
not at all.
If you break one, you have to call hazmat.
Where did this come from? How do we get so out of control in our country that we let these people in the energy department, as another example of government gone awry, from enforcing what they said were more efficient light bulbs?
Special interests pay off the right people. They pass the law banning the incandescent. Then the public goes crazy because the new ones that are supposed to last for 5 years or whatever
suck.
Yeah. And you have to call hazmat every time one breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally, you're supposed to clear the house out for an hour.
You have to open the windows and leave.
Really?
Right. If you break a mercury-filled bulb.
You're kidding.
No.
Doesn't that sound great?
No, not at all.
Wonderful.
I'm not kidding. No. All right. Here's another item that's good. The disposal of electronics, which has been allowed in landfills. How in the name? Now, this is sort of turning the ball around a little bit. The LED bulbs, those new bulbs, they are hazardous and they get taken care of. But people for years have been throwing mostly screens, computer boards, keyboards, all the things that are major components that are filled with all kinds of stuff into landfills.
Yeah, lots of mercury.
Lots and lots of mercury. So apparently now, at least somebody has got it. Here's where government doesn't work. I mean, another example of not working. But it ought to be involved. This is some place where the government has purpose. This is a big problem. We all love these computers and the printers and the new TVs and all that stuff. But when you throw them into a landfill, hello, they're all toxic. There's a plant. Listen to this. I was talking to chairman of the Board of Health in Framingham yesterday, and one of the things they're working on is the cleanup of what would be a Superfund site if there were any Superfund. And I had this conversation with him. There is a company called General Chemical, which is in downtown Framingham, that takes all of the things from what's left over from the cleaners, you know, enzyme, benzyme, whatever that stuff is called, All cleaning solvents, whether it's for the stuff that in garages they use to clean off the parts for your car, whether it's the stuff that they use, basically the stuff they use to clean your clothes is the same stuff. But all these highly toxic materials, and they were running in this facility and have been for 40 years. They were there when I was a kid. They have been recycling and repurposing these liquids. Yeah. So they go around, and it's a company run by the mob. They go around and they clean up they go to the cleaners and they go here and they pick up all this stuff, and then they supposedly recycle it. Well, they transfer it from the truck into cans, into big barrels. And when they do that, they spill it all over the place. So this company has been in Framingham for 40-some-odd years. This stuff has been leaching down in the water, and then finally somebody woke up and said, maybe we ought to go look at this place. The water underground on the aquifer is loaded with all this stuff, and it's going towards towards Sherbourne, which is the town lines at about 8,000 feet from this plant. And it's going underground, and so in Sudbury, Sherbourne, they have all water wells. So people have wells in the ground sucking this stuff up, and they've been drinking it. And we also have a public school across the street from this site, and Tony taught there for 2 years, and the more I thought about it this weekend, the more I'm thinking, I'm betting that what's in that plant, and there's a big now study being done of how many people have cancer, various types of cancer. He either went to that school, lived in the neighborhood, it's kind of a low-end neighborhood, there's a lot of apartments and government housing and that kind of stuff. Low-end, it's the lowest end of Framingham. And that's how they get away with putting this plant there and letting all this toxic stuff dribble all over the place. And now, so they're going to see, with a formal study of people who have worked in the area, people who have lived in the area, that there's a higher rate of cancer. But I'm betting Tony's breast cancer was somehow connected to that. So, can you imagine?
Can't prove it, though.
You can't prove it. But living in a place, the stuff goes into the ground, and this is why
the government gets out of control.
Because these companies should be smart enough, but they don't care. The mob doesn't. They don't care.
Here's the gaffe. I saw 60 Minutes did a great story on this a couple of years ago, that when you recycle, let's say you're not just chucking it in the trash to be picked up on the
right.
curb
yep.
and to go to the landfill.
Yeah.
Let's say that you do take it to a disposal company that properly disposes of your monitor or your computer. They all get shipped to China and India, I think it was.
Yep.
And just get dumped on the ground.
Yeah.
And they went to these two places. So these companies buy this stuff.
Yeah.
And they kind of take the useful parts out of it. But then the rest, they have to get rid of. And they don't want to pay to get rid of anything. So they just ship it off to China for 0 cents.
Yeah.
And it all ends up in this Chinese landfill. It's unbelievable what this place looks like.
Yeah. So what do you think is happening to the population around there? There are many communities for lots of different reasons in China where you're considered an old man if you're 45 and you don't make it to 50. And it's because of this kind of stuff. So, what's the fix? I don't know. I'd like to, when I present a problem, come up with a fix. I don't know. But I think it's one of the good things the government has gotten involved in this. But if they're just taking it away from our country, I know a lot of you don't care, but the world is getting smaller. And you see now the debris from the Japanese nuclear accident now washing ashore in Oregon, Washington, and Northern California. You know that? All that debris that's now taken this long to float across the Pacific Ocean is landing on the beaches in the northwestern part of our country. So if you think that bringing that stuff to China gets it out of your area of dominant concern.
Well, I've had this problem for
years
in San Diego. Somehow, and I don't know how this worked, but the pollution from the water in Mexico somehow runs north.
I don't know.
And they get all this stuff washing up in San Diego. Jim, maybe you know better, but I know Roger Hedgecock, our evening host here at Radio America.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was a local guy there in San Diego all the time, this was a big topic.
Yeah, it's a big issue. All right, so food for thought here at 14 before the hour. Speaking of food, may I send you to the Food Supply Depot The Food Supply Depot takes care of a lot of things, unthinkable accidents or natural disasters or things that will keep you from having food for you and your family. This fixes that problem 100%. FoodSupplyDepot.com/Doug makes gathering 72 hours worth of food so easy. Easy, easy, easy. So what is there about this? It's the process of, it's almost a freeze dry. They take the water out, then apply a blanching or it's the government. It was what was used for the shuttle. That's how the food supplies that these people took into outer space lasted. All you do is add water, and it provides you and your family with truly remarkably good quality gourmet food at a time when you can't get to the market. As I've suggested, clients that are looking for a great way to give a really useful present this holiday, find this for your clients by going to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. And many people find this as a gift to be very worthwhile, because not only are you getting something that's really good and helpful and healthful, but part of the proceeds go to Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research being done for veterans that our government is not doing. So foodsupplydepot.com/Doug or dougstefan.com. Go to the Friends page, click on the Food Supply Depot logo, order this, get yourself and your loved ones covered, protected, you got quality food. But again, clients and friends, a good way to deal with the what-do-I-get question that comes from a lot of people. A lot of really helpful ideas, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. You get free shipping to boot. Go to foodsupplydepot.com and help out Veterans Research as well with this purchase.
You lose. Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check. Is it? I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about the turning point in your life. Now, let's go back and reflect on the turning points in your life. What were some of the times that things changed for you? Things that might have changed for the better, things might have changed for the worse, but those were the turning points in your life. The one question you need to ask yourself is as follows. Were these turning points created by you, or were they created for you? Were you the victim of someone else's thoughts? Were you the victim of someone else's actions? That means a turning point was created for you. On the other hand, how many turning points have you created that turned out to be prosperous, that turned out to be well, that turned out to be good for your life? What we need to do for turning points is to go ahead and create them. Create your turning points, plan for them, execute them, keep track of them, celebrate the turning points of your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersand, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen to good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Was a jolly, happy soul.
Yeah.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale.
I haven't
seen.
That'd be a good quiz in and of itself. Who is it singing this song? It's from the animated DVD release The Legend of Frosty the Snowman that came out in 2005. And this voice was the voice of Frosty in the DVD. Not the DVD, but in the film. So who is it? You got to guess? Roberto, who do you think this is? Crank it up, Richie.
Was no idea.
Yes, you do.
And the children,
one of the most famous actors in the world, never mind in our country.
Yes.
In the world. Frost, unbelievably well known. Jennifer?
Robert De Niro?
I have no idea.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
It is a good guess.
Yeah.
No. This guy's
sounds
a little more
familiar.
Yeah, he's very familiar. Everybody, I'm telling you, in the world, this guy is known.
That would be a good clue.
If we were to pick up
Toupee.
Toupee would be a good clue. Also, WKRP in Cincinnati would be a good clue.
Huh?
Richie? Yep. Yes, it would.
Oh, yes. Yes,
right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
His wife.
Yep. Right. Yeah. All right, so you can work on...
Oh, Burt Reynolds!
There she goes.
Okay. This is Burt Reynolds from The Legend of Frosty the Snowman. I said it was 2005. Gets us into movie moments. Chuck Curry, the movie man, is not with us today, so Jennifer is going to give you the update on what movies did well. We know Sherlock Holmes did well, but let's find out where the others stood after we do our contest. All Christmas music and Christmas movies in the... Well, we've got, what, five more days of this, right? For Christmas, so we'll have five more of these movies, including this one, which was a production from 1999. Let's see how well you do with this, if you identify it. I think we have... we have some more of that e-food, some of the food we're talking about from... we have some of that food supply depot... Food, Richie, it seems.
That I'm not sure about.
I
can't
anyway,
promise
Doug that. Steph, whatever it is, it'll be a good Christmas present. Here's the first clue from today's movie.
Fine excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
All right, you ought to get from that line what the movie is, as you know, because it's so famous. And then just realizing who that character is. 800-510-8255. A sideway hint is William Shatner for him. That's not William Shatner, but there's a connection there. Right, Richie? Got it?
Sure.
Okay. Next clip.
I had my way, every idiot who went around with Merry Christmas on his lips would be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Sounds like James
Whale.
Oh,
what a famous line.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, all
so
famous lines.
So which version of it is this?
Well, that's right. That's your job, Roberta. 800-510-8255. You have never won before in Movie Normal, so you got the name of this. Help yourself. Go ahead, last clip, Richie.
I will know Christmas in my heart and keep it all the year. The spirit of all three Christmases shall thrive in me. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach.
All right. 800.
Is that Patrick Stewart? I'm not telling what version it is. I'm just asking. Is that Patrick Stewart?
Yes, it is. Now yes, you have to tell us what the name of the movie
right.
is.
Not you, Roberta.
All right.
No, I'm not. I was just asking.
Yeah, she's so proud of herself. She's never answered one of these before.
No.
It's called Tripping Over Your Tongue.
She's so happy.
All right. So Roberta is going to stand aside, and Jennifer is going to give us the quick box office totals. He'll have the answer to the quiz all coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hi, Jen. What do we have for totals? You're doing double duty today.
I am. Well, it's been disappointing the last few weekends at the box office. Sherlock Holmes came in at number one. Well, they made $40 million, which isn't too bad. Alvin and the Chipmunks, number two, Chipwrecked. And then Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol came in at number three. Wow. New Year's Eve, which I saw, came in making $7.4 million at number four. The Sitter at number five. Twilight at 6, Young Adult at 7, Hugo at 8, Arthur Christmas at 9,
How much
and
money
Muppets
did Mission
10.
Impossible take in?
Only $13 million. It's in a short release, though.
Oh,
I think it'll
it's in
be...
only a few movie houses, isn't it?
Exactly,
yeah. It'll be opening wide this weekend.
Exactly.
All right, Richie, who's got the best shot at winning this?
Let's try Oliver here.
Oliver. What's the name of the movie?
Bad Santa.
No, sir. All right, try it again. Richie, who's next?
Everybody else had the wrong answers, Doug.
No.
Just like Oliver did, yeah.
Yeah, it's Patrick Stewart starring in A Christmas Carol. And really, this was a sideways thing because this was on TNT. It wasn't at the movie houses. So, anyway, you got it, Patrick Stewart, Christmas.
If you